Thank you.
That was a Rick Krause original Christmas song. This is our dad, Rick Krause.
There's a...
all of our dads.
My daughter Ricky and Katie and my sons Brad and Scotty back here. So it's a whole family. You know you're a redneck when you're the same age as your sons. Anyway, that's a...
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so.
I'm my own grandpa. Well, Grandpa, let's do a little Wexford carol, y'all. We'd like to do one here for you, an old English Christmas song for you. We're doing Christmas songs here, you guys, so
you know that. Hope you don't mind.
Hope you don't mind, because we were billed by CD Baby is one time they put us under the category of holiday band.
That's us,
so. Festivus is coming up next to us. And
we're just thawing out.
We're going to give you some low, lonesome sounds to start this tune out and let Katie come in and sing this for you.
Thank you. consider well and bear in mind what our good God for us has done in sending His beloved Son.
I'm sorry I messed that up, Katie. And
I was trying to
just roll with it.
And, I don't know.
I was like going right into it there at that other part.
Straight improv, baby.
Yeah. Like each year, it takes me a couple rounds to get it right. But well, let's do something else fun, you guys. How about a little Hawaiian Christmas? Aww. Anybody going to be in Hawaii for Christmas this year?
Harawaria, as our Illinois friends used to say.
Yes, and then I remember...
at our old church.
What did they say?
Harawaria.
Harawaria. But I remember Perry Como one Christmas was in Hawaii. Remember Perry Como? Every year he'd be somewhere else, you know. Quebec, Canada. You know, so one year he was in Hawaii. And I don't know if he did this, but I know Bing and the girls did, so we're going to try here. Sing along if you know it.
Even if you don't, we don't care.
Sometimes we do it in the native Hawaiian tongue, but we'll do it the way in English here. 1, 2, 3,
Christmas will be green and bright, sun will shine by day, all the stars by night.
The licky-licky-maka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Y'all just gotta play one now. This is a classic old church Christmas song here, Ruthie. Can you sing it in the original voice of the...
the original Gail Peavy? I will do my best.
The Gail Peavy song, everybody. Went on to greatness, I think. I don't know if she's still around or not, but...
Our Lady of Perpetual Hippopotamus.
That's right.
Thank you.
hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use our dirty chimney flue. Just bring it through the front door, that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning, creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Creative moves. I like that. Lots of room for dancing here if you've had enough warp speed.
Little beautiful star of Bethlehem. We like to
honor. Cheers, everybody.
What do you got there, Mama? Give me a sip of that. Yeah. That's cool. Thank you.
It's got a good taste.
Yes, Lake Louis.
Yeah.
So Wisconsin Brewing Company is now Lake Louis, isn't it? They don't even call themselves. I know they helped out our neighbor down the road here, Tommy, who made a porter called Tommy's Porter, of course, and still do. Anybody ask you, I'm a Scotch. Ruth and me are warp speed girls and boys, but
it's in our German blood.
Yes, it is. Scotch ales.
It's that German and Scotch twist.
Quail's eggs and what else? You know, we.
That's in the Helix.
We like to honor the brothers Stanley. We love brother. We love family groups of all kinds, you know. We weren't too into the Manson family, but that said, I don't think they did a lot of music.
Terrible singers.
Well, Charlie did try to make some records with Dennis Wilson. Anyway, that's another story. We'll talk about that afterwards, but if you want. But I don't think they ever did this one. This one here we learned from the Stanley Brothers, and many others have done it, so we like it. Beautiful Star of Bethlehem. Oh, beautiful Star of Bethlehem, shining upon through shadows dim, giving the light for those. Us until the glory
a light to guide the way
unto the
land of perfect day.
Oh, beautiful
star of Bethlehem, shine on, shine on.
Hey, what's that?
Songs?
Well, shortly. We're going to do one long, slow one right now. Any fans of Joni Mitchell here tonight? Us too. Us and you too. How old do you think Joni was when she wrote this? 17?
Yeah, right, probably right in there. She was a young pup, and you can go on YouTube, see her when she was young, there with a bunch of folk singers, and up in Canada, and they were doing
their emergency.
Uh-oh, did you have to do it?
He's getting some water.
Oh, some water, okay. But anyway, but yeah, she was a force to be reckoned with, and still is.
Today and found frost perched on the town. It hovered in a frozen sky and it gobbled summer down. When the sun turns traitor cold, all the trees are shivering in a naked rose. I get the urge for going, but I never seem to go. And I get the urge for going when the
winter's closing in. I had a man in summertime. He had summer-colored skin, and not another girl in town my darling's heart could win. But when the leaves fell on the ground and bully winds came and pushed them face down in the snow, he got the urge for going, so I had to let him go. Well, he got the urge for going when the meadow grass was turning brown. Summertime was falling down and winter's closed. Now the warriors of winter, they give a cold triumphant shout, and all that stays is dying, and all that lives is getting out. See the geese in chevron flight, flapping and racing before the snow. They got the urge for going, and they've got the wings so they can go. And they get the urge for going when the meadow grass. Summertime is falling down, winter's closing in. Blankets to my chin, I'll lock the vagrant winter out, and I'll bolt my wandering in. I'd like to call back summertime and have her stay for just another month or so. She's got the urge for going, so I guess she'll have to go. Well, she gets the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown. All her empire is falling. Winter's closing in, and I get the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown.
is Brad back here. It's his first time he ever played that whole song with us just then. Isn't he doing a great job?
Yeah, he is. I think we better, it's late enough in the set that if you want to leave, you can. Because I am going to pull out the banjo here, the cheese slicer or something.
Hey.
But I'm stuck. I'm going to wrap up my geek. All right.
Are you doing Cold Frosty Morning? Or?
Yeah. Well, we've had a couple cold, frosty mornings here, but not too bad yet. Like we'll possibly get here in the near future if things go as usual in good old Wisconsin, as my mom used to say. Sure does get cold up there in Wisconsin. Yeah, Molly, it does. You go, is it always this cold up here? No. We used to pick my mom up at the airport, and God rest her soul, she'd play piano with us at nursing homes, and she'd come up there from the retirement home she lived in down there, and we'd always go by those lights that, and Leon, little Leon running around here, he's got a dentist, Dr. Chris, is the best in the world, and his dad started putting those lights up on University Avenue by the hospital, you know what, and they're up there this year. He kind of keeps that going, doesn't he, Ruth?
He does. Dr. Chris is the best.
He's the best in the whole ring.
Victorious Dental, for any of you up for a commute. Dr. Chris might even come to you, the traveling dentist.
He is. I thought he was just did children's, but no?
No, it's for anybody. And he goes into the nursing homes, and
God
bless
him.
He's a good guy. He weighs about 16 pounds. He's keeping busy.
He's never eaten.
He never has. That's why he's never had a cavity.
Kick it off there, Itzhak.
Oh.
Just thinking about it.
I wonder if they named it that because they were trying to warm up when they came up with that tune.
Maybe so.
I'm sweating in my velvet fog jumpsuit right now.
Speaking of velvet fog, I wish we could do, which we don't do, but we should learn that. You know, Mel Torme, the great Velvet Fog, greatest jazz singer, he wrote, what famous Christmas song did Mel write? Anybody know? Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Blah, 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 blah.
Did he write that?
He wrote that, and
does this guy know how to party or what?
He knows how to party, and he gave that song to his good buddy Nat King Cole, who did pretty well with it, if I'm not mistaken, with his trio. Oh my gosh. But Mel, and then I heard Mel sing it once. It's so beautiful and slow. But I think we should do a little bluegrass.
Okay.
I mean, though we are a holiday band, we do like to sing a little bluegrass, so.
And, the Apple Music Delegated Holiday Band.
I don't know if Patti Loveless wrote this or not, Ruth. Did you think she did or not?
I think she wrote it with her husband.
Really? Okay. Bluegrass, white snow?
Yeah.
Oh, on the beginning, okay. Well, follow your heart at this point.
Back up in the hills, there's a Christmas long ago. Friends and family gather round the old potbelly stove. And I was freezing cold from the heavy snow that day. We warmed our hearts with the old time songs and danced the night away. To bluegrass, white snow, recording. She's got Ricky Skaggs and Dolly Parton singing back up. Can't beat that crew. They're like, I think I can handle your tune, Junior.
I think so.
I'm
your drink person.
Yeah. Drink guy. Drink guy.
Leon stole my water.
Anybody need anything?
No, Leon stole my water
bottle.
Okay.
Sure.
Breathing through your nose.
Thank you.
Breathing through your nose.
I'm good here, bro. Thank you, though.
I think I'm okay.
I know Scott usually likes a lime Ricky about this time. I mean, Jim, if he can make one for you.
I mean, I don't mind if you hit me with another warp speed.
No, I'm good.
He said he's good.
Okay.
Actually, my
Mike, I'll take
warp speed too. You know what?
It'll take a warp speed too. See, a bad influence.
And just a large anchovy pizza, Jim. Yeah.
Do you have mozzarella sticks or not?
Fried pickles? Any? You know.
We have beef stew.
Beef stew. And boy, was it good. Come on for the beef. How about Deb and all of them working back in the back and the good, the baked goods, the beans, the beef stew, my goodness.
The bread.
Who ate the bread?
The bread, for God's sake.
There you go.
Bless you.
Oh, man, that was some kind of fierce. I loved it. Just kind of sop up that rind of that soup. You know, you just kind of dick it right in like that.
You got to have something to sop it.
Brightest and best. Well, here's I thought it was an old Appalachian tune. I learned it from an old record I had of, anybody remember Gene Ritchie? We got some old folkies here, don't we? Come on now. She was of that Pete Seeger group and all. She was from down in Kentucky. She wrote "When I was a curly-headed baby," sing it with me. "My daddy set me down on his knee." Don't remember that?
Who can sing that? Nobody knows.
The L&N Don't Stop Here No More. That's the name of that song. But anyway,
sing it with me.
And I thought she didn't write this though. She learned it from, and it's an old English Christmas carol of some sort, and I've heard it since then in a beautiful cathedral, on a record, but it was recorded in a cathedral in England. They were singing it, but you wouldn't know that the way we're going to do it. So the girls sing it, and it's a beautiful, beautiful old song called "Brightest and Best." Let's do a song everybody knows. Come on now.
Something we can sing along with.
Well, these Christmas songs. I don't care if you believe or not. It's still fun to sing them, you know.
I don't care who you are. That's fun.
We got a drink holder there, but it's kind of on the wrong side for you.
That's all right. I can get by.
Pretty quickly.
Why do you think I wear this jumpsuit? So I can get down and get it.
Jim, did you make some wine up there, by the way?
There's only two people that could turn water into wine.
I was going to say, one of them is on this stage here. But there's a bunch of us that can drink it.
But it's not nearly as good.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, man.
Like, any of us could even know that.
Mm-hmm. All right. You're required to sing along on this. No. No, I'm just teasing.
Yeah, you are, actually.
Yes, you are. Just don't throw pretzels at us. Well, if you do, keep them in the bowl and cover them out, and then don't knit them. Those are good pretzels.
That way we can have
them. Can you stop? One, two, three.
We have
Thank you.
Quarter
to nine, should we silent night?
What is it?
Quarter to nine.
Well, do we play until we play until
we do
nine?
Do Reindeer Stomp?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We did a fiddle tune Ruthie wrote for you. This is on our Christmas recording. It was Christmas Volume 1, and we haven't made Volume 2 yet.
This is also something Brad has never heard.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
But it is a cute story, if you have time. We used to, every year, 50 years, my great aunt Ellen and Uncle Neil hosted a Christmas Eve party. And he's passed away now. She is rocking on forever, and I love that about her. But the party was amazing, and Santa Claus would come after we set off red and green flares in the backyard to show the reindeer where we were. And then the dads and uncles would go up and stomp on the roof, and that was the reindeer landing, and we were all just like, and then we'd go watch by the window, and Santa would come out of the trees. Of course, it was a drunk neighbor, but he was a very jolly, very red.
It's like, Santa, turn your beard around, bro.
But that's such a magical memory for me. I don't even remember when I found out the truth about Santa Claus.
What truth?
All I'm saying is happy memory. It's a happy memory, and this is called the Reindeer Stomp. Katie Krause to the main stage. Here she is. Katie Krause, everybody. The Velvet Fog.
The Red Velvet
Kate,
Fog.
Katie, let's do Autumn Leaves, Kate. Can you find it? Do you need the words or you got it? You got it, Kate.
I think we have time for just a couple more. Two
yeah.
more? Does that sound reasonable? Everybody doing okay? Thank you so much for having us back. It's been a long time since Krause Family Band's been on this stage in this room.
When did we play here? We played here one afternoon.
I think so.
We?
Yeah.
They brought a busload from the School of the Deaf, and we played for them here. So, but
our
so that was okay. It was okay.
Oh my God! If you quick plug here, if you are looking for stocking stuffers this year, we have a little suitcase of merchandise. If you're interested, we've got magnets, we've got stickers, we've got CDs. Anybody still have a CD player in their car? If your car was made before 2015, we would love to put a disc in it.
Get a record. If you have a turntable, if you don't, I say go get one, or get one of Ruthie's albums. That's it, man. It's a good Christmas present. Well, we lost autumn. We're heading into winter, but we're going to do this great song.
Start to fall. suddenly start to fall. When autumn leaves start to fall.
Very nice. Thank you. Well, we've had a wonderful evening here with y'all, and this is the kind of fun I think I love to have. I mean, just this reminds me of my old grade school, and with the stage and the cafeteria, you know, where we had basketball hoops on either side, and I'm sure we all did at some point here, most of us in this place, right? My first solo was, I got a big strombetto to wear upon my hand. I watched a lot of Speedy Gonzales when I was a kid, so, you know, but anyway.
Bet you nailed it.
We, Scott here wrote an arrangement for us to sing and have a beautiful old hymn, and first written on guitar because the organ broke in Austria, but we have a piano.
Ooh. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
Scott Wright on the piano, of course. Mr. Brad Wilbert back on the big dog house there. Katie Ruth, I'm Rick Ernest. Wishing you all a happy holidays and just a happy day in general. Blessings to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you to staff infection.
As always.
Thank you, staff infection.
Thank you.